Today, I'm diving into a concept that separates the winners from the whiners. Control the controllables. See, mastering this concept isn't a nice to have. It's a necessity for anyone in a leadership position. So grab your notebook, as I want to help you to redirect your energy to where it's needed most. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this: how do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. Every day we make decisions that will impact our team, our clients, and our business. The decisions we make or fail to make also impact our energy level. It's easy to get caught up in things that are outside our control or that are not important enough to even waste our time and energy on, yet we all do it. Before we know it, those same things will become a big energy leak. The challenge for all of us is redirecting that focus and energy to what we can control instead of what we can't. Let's unpack this. The most effective leaders focus on what they can influence, right? Those things that are both important and within their control. So what are these things? First, your attitude. See, your attitude is the most powerful asset you control. It influences how you behave and the quality of your relationships. A positive attitude is contagious and fosters trust. Conversely, a negative attitude damages relationships and saps your productivity. Regardless of the circumstances, your attitude is important and within your control. Next, your actions and choices. See, I believe action of any kind changes things. Action creates momentum. Action overcomes procrastination. Often the hardest part of achieving anything is simply getting started, right? Taking that first step builds momentum that makes subsequent actions a hell of a lot easier. The problem is that many leaders become paralyzed by the sheer weight of things to do. Others struggle to take action just without having all the answers. They convince themselves that they have to wait on someone or something instead of operating as if. Yes, let me be clear. Some things do have dependencies, but it shouldn't paralyze any action forward. See, taking action is a choice. I really believe that there's always something we can do, regardless of how small, to get things moving in the right direction instead of playing victim to a particular situation. Let me give you an example. When people bring challenges to me, I usually don't know all the steps to solve them, but I'm really good at getting started. And then I focus my effort and attention on adapting on the fly. See, I believe more people need to have a lab mentality. There's a reason why I named my last book, Freedom to Experiment. Can you imagine if we all focused our time and energy on simply moving the needle forward instead of wanting everything to be perfect? Next, distractions. Distractions are the enemy of progress. However, we have the power to manage our attention and focus on what matters most. We can set boundaries. We can prioritize our tasks. We can establish systems and routines. We can track our progress. We can hold ourselves accountable. We can utilize new tools. We can even reframe distractions as a challenge itself to overcome, all important and within our control. Adversity. Adversity is inevitable, but how you respond to adversity often determines the outcome. We can overcome challenges and emerge stronger than before. Conversely, a negative or defeatist response will prolong adversity and hinder our ability to move forward. Adversity can strain relationships, but how we respond can either strengthen or weaken them. Let me give you an example. We can respond with empathy and mutual support, which will deepen our relationships, or we respond with blame and resentment, which will damage our relationships and even go further. It'll actually create additional conflict. Mindset, one of my favorites. Your mind is a very powerful tool. We can cultivate a mindset of abundance. We can cultivate a mindset of unwavering self-belief. We can trust our abilities. We can stay resilient in the face of adversity. And we can make a decision to never back down from a challenge. All of which I just mentioned is important and within our control. So instead of feeling overwhelmed or helpless in the face of external circumstances, we can focus on what we can do to influence the outcome and create a positive change. When you accept the fact that you can't control everything, and then you learn to let go of the need to micromanage every aspect of your life, trust me when I say this, you will experience a sense of freedom and peace of mind that you never felt before. Don't let external circumstances dictate your success or define your future. Control the controllables. Okay, if you want help to put into practice what I shared today, I invite you to join our community. The fastest way to expedite results is to surround yourself with like-minded souls who share similar leadership challenges. We're a community-driven hub for business leaders just like you who want to develop their brand, increase their influence, and accelerate their impact. If that's you, I encourage you to join us. It's extremely affordable and risk-free. I included a link in the description if you're interested. Talk to you soon. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this: leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join Leadership X University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.